Democrat Brian Bushweller was first elected to the 17th District Senate seat in 2008. He joined a long list of departing state officials when he announced his retirement back in August. The Republican vying for the vacancy is Camden Mayor Justin King. King is a former police officer and small business owner. He did not respond to several requests to schedule an interview for this story, but in a previous interview with Delaware Public Media, he counted education, public safety, and balancing the budget as top issues. King's Democratic opponent is Trey Pardee. He's the owner of a financial planning company and held the 29th District House seat for the past 5 years.
You know, after being involved in a lot of different community organizations, getting into politics just seemed like the next logical step. And I just felt that, you know, with my background, with my education, my small business background, I felt like I had something to offer, and I still do.
Pardee opposes the tax cuts passed by the Trump administration last year and calls Delaware's tax structure outdated and in need of reform. He says the first state should look to New Jersey and other states with more progressive tax structures.
So that those households that are making $250,000 or more or $500,000 or more, you know, maybe they're paying a 0.25% or 0.5% more than the households that are, you know, really struggling to get by.
On Justin King's campaign website, he says promoting a healthy business environment is vital. He adds unnecessary costs, bureaucratic barriers, and governmental red tape hinder small business development. Pardee commends the move to allocate funds from this year's state budget to build a parking garage in downtown Dover, adding the state should add more incentives to the ones already available for new businesses who set up shop in the city's downtown.
We're going to have to do more of those types of programs to give business owners incentives to invest in these properties, invest in their businesses, and try to restore the downtown Dover area to its former glory.
One person dies every day in Delaware from a drug overdose. Pardee advocates for a treatment-based approach to combat the opioid crisis, saying you cannot incarcerate your way to a better society. He says more pressure needs to be put on insurance companies to provide sustained coverage for people with substance abuse disorder and to pay addiction counselors competitive rates.
So if you have, you know, young, talented people who go to school to learn how to give mental health counseling and drug treatment counseling and so forth, they're choosing to go to other states where they can make more money. So that's one of the things that we need to work on.
As Delaware seeks to mitigate the damages caused by drug abuse, it also struggles to budget the cost of health care. Health care takes up a third of the state budget, and the cost is growing faster than the state's economy. Pardee says this is a difficult issue. He proposes charging higher co-pays to state employees and trying to reduce the number of Delawareans receiving Medicaid coverage.
We're going to have to continue to be vigilant to make sure that we're taking care of the populations, the children, the elderly people, and people who are disabled who genuinely need Medicaid benefits and do our best to try to, you know, weed out those who aren't necessarily as deserving.
On his website, King says guiding a child's education may be the most important task parents face. He describes the role of state government in education as becoming increasingly adversarial to parents, putting its own interests ahead of families. Pardee supports policies protecting LGBTQ students, but adds the Department of Education Regulation 225 proposed earlier this year went too far in allowing elementary school children to self-identify without parental consent.
And I do have a problem with that. I think that parents, parents have parental rights and should be involved in any decisions that could affect the health and safety of their children.
Democrats hold the state Senate by only one seat, so Bushweller's replacement in Delaware's 17th Senate district could tip the scales in either direction. Democrats have an over 9,000-person registration advantage over Republicans in the district, with nearly 8,000 people unaffiliated or registered to another party. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.